It's just they can't use like the high fructose corn syrup and.
Did you say fructose?
Fructose.
You and your horror films.
Fructose.
Not gonna say it. You're not gonna trick me into saying it. Nope.
Saying what? From 709 Broadway in downtown Cape Girardeau, which has now been renamed the Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man Studios, it's Podzilla 1985, Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man coming at you again for another episode of Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man Thursdays.
Hey.
Oh, and Ethan's here.
You dirty son of a bitch.
I am filthy.
Hey, interlopers! No! Interlopers!
Hey, it's Tanner Thursday. Where's Tanner?
Not here.
Does that mean it's a train wreck?
Well, it's still Terrifying Tanner Thursday, so is it Terrifying Trainwreck Thursday?
I think he's making up for the fact that you and I have missed the past two Terrifying Tanners.
We have,
Thursdays.
And you know, oh, I was so excited about it, too. Let's do a roll call real quick before we jump into this. Shannon Young here, Mr. 100. The five-star man, Ace Gray, is here.
So important, the name is on the sign.
Yes.
What? The studio.
When did we get a sign?
When did we get a
right
studio?
Right up here.
Did the sign come here in Pennsylvania?
For the audio listener, I'm pointing to my head. Lindsay, it's right up here.
Lindsay's here.
Ace has quite the fantasy going in his head.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Jesse Kimmel's here.
Yo.
And I wasn't lying. Ethan's behind us. Hello. Playing Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yay!
And there's nothing scarier than that.
Instead of Mario Maker. Because fucking Mario.
Now, Mario Maker is terrifying. You can always check us out on Facebook. Check out my personal page where you can read part of Ace's song involving Holocausts and Adolf Hitler. All because of the magic of Mario Maker, which, as a customer came in and pointed out to us today,
is that Mario Maker? Oh, you know, some of those user-generated levels are really good.
Yeah. I like the user-generated levels better than the official servers. I don't know.
Yeah, like, that's...
So there's nothing scarier than our customers sometimes.
I feel like he legitimately was trying to set up for a joke and we were supposed to participate, but then none of us did, so he's just kind of like...
I couldn't participate because... Jesse, you weren't here for it. Lindsay, you weren't here for it. But Asa, Steven, and I had to endure Don Niswonger for...
Oh, hi, sir.
Niswonger?
Oh, Niswonger, is that how you pronounce
it? Yeah, it is Niswonger.
Oh, hi, sir.
He asked me a question every 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Every 5 seconds.
It's usually the same question.
Well, I'll be darned.
Just phrased slightly
differently. Every answer, well, I'll be darned. Now, what's the difference between that new PS4 and the old one? It's got 500 more gigs, so you can save more games. Well, I'll be darned.
I'm sure glad I ain't bought one yet.
Sounds polite, at least.
Does Lindsay still work over at that sporting goods store? Yeah, she does. Well,
I'll be darned.
Everything darned.
Yeah, I mean, he was. I mean, yeah, he's super nice. He just, it's one of those things where social cues seem to.
Yeah. Well, the big thing with Don, a 2-minute conversation will take at least 30 with Don Niceberger.
Yeah, and then the worst part is he then just sat down.
Yeah, he does that too.
I was working on the schedule. Steven and Ace were playing games, and he just sat down. He did make sure to mention that Rachel was a bitch, though.
I was about to make that comment.
Is he still butthurt about that?
But the story he told was, because he asked about the girl that used to work here.
The blonde.
I think she. Oh yeah, Krista. Yeah, no, she doesn't work here anymore. She lives in New Orleans now.
Well, I'll be darned.
Oh, I'll be darned. But is that the girl I'm thinking of? There was a girl that worked here in this one. She had the blonde hair. Yeah, Krista. Yeah, but she's not here anymore.
So
we had to like reestablish that. Well, then he's like, oh, well, there's that other girl, you know, pardon my language, but, you know, she was a real bitch to me.
But why was she a bitch to you?
You know, I was there hanging out with the boys.
I was there hanging out with the boys
and, she came up to me. She's like, you really need to leave right now. Because you need to pay more money because you're
not pay more money or pay
or
money
you need to leave right now or pay money and that was just that was so rude and it was like
I've been here for hours and it's just me and two other people. That doesn't change the fact that you didn't pay anything.
Yeah, you paid you literally paid nothing.
This ain't a charity, boy. But I digress. So yeah, that was probably the scariest thing that'll happen between now and Halloween. It is a week before Halloween. I wish the man himself could be here because this is his month. This was his month And I've already missed two shows. I was excited to get back on the bandwagon today. Lindsay and I are finally back from Pennsylvania. We were hoping to do Terrifying Tanner Thursdays. The scariest part about the show is that Tanner's not here. The scariest thing will be when Tanner listens to it and hears how much fun I'm going to make of him.
Because
he's not here.
And then he's going to literally, like, rip your head off.
He's going to show up in that fucking terrifying Jason, that terrifying Jason costume.
Yes. Because
Have
Tanner
you seen
is
the
Jason
mannequin
Voorhees.
On, shoot. Is it West End Boulevard?
Hold on.
No, but now I just got paranoid that Tanner is coming, and now my back's to the door. Because he wants nothing more in this earthly realm
than to scare the crap out of you.
Yeah, so yeah.
He wants Asa to, as Tanner would say, caca.
He wants me to straight up shit myself.
No. He's
that's
not
what
caca
is.
Nice.
Yeah, but he wouldn't say it like that.
No, that's actually exactly how he would say it.
I asked Tanner if he was going to be here tonight. He cannot make it. He has a dentist appointment. Unfortunately, could
he
not
still
be here.
Colin Durbin.
Everybody's got dentist appointments.
Lindsay, I'll talk to you later. Explain that. We don't want to mention
He's
going to
make
here.
An unrelated phone call.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
And she just got it.
We're talking
if
about
you got
everybody.
It, good, you get it. You get
Look,
it.
We know I'm a little slow. Okay?
I just
No, that's him.
Oh, points to
God
Ethan.
Damn.
Don't tell the audience who I pointed to. Let them guess.
Yeah, let them participate in this visual gag over this audio medium.
Maybe if we ever start record like video recording while we do this.
Ooh.
Well, we have a guy that was going to record it. Never mind. Never mind. Lindsay, I want
to
talk to you.
Well, he only's going
to
record PWU.
Lindsay, I want to talk to you for a second.
Yes.
All right. So this is Terrifying Tanner Thursdays. We're talking about ghostly stuff. Everything's horror related. At least that's what it's supposed to be. Jesse, horror related.
What about it?
Okay. Lindsay, I want you to tell them the story you told me about the other day when I was in the shower getting ready for work.
Oh, and I freaked out in the morning?
You freaked out. Why did you freak out?
Okay. So I'm...
Because this relates to something that happened to me this morning that I haven't told you yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So... Shannon got up and went to the shower, and I'm sort of coherent because the alarm clock hasn't gone off, but I'm awake enough to turn it off. And before I actually roll over to take care of this, something tugs the end of my blankets really, really hard. Like, enough that I, like, felt it the whole way up at the top of the blankets, not just the end of the bed. And my first initial thought is the cat in here trying to climb up on the bed and, like, almost fell. The door's still been shut. Shannon hasn't let the cat in at all. I immediately sit up straight in bed, and I'm just like, what?
Yeah, I come back in there. I think I went to go grab my cross because I set it up on the nightstand or something. And she's literally like staring at me, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? She said something just tugged on the blanket like super hard. Like she was legitimately freaked out. And Lindsay's not the kind of person that, I mean, she's not a skeptic, but she's not...
I'm jumpy, like but I'm...
Asa, are you okay?
I'm legit. I'm nervous.
He's waiting for this practical joke.
No, like, yeah, I'm waiting for Tanner to pop up behind me. I really
like
am.
Like, Tanner's been
In
waiting.
In what world is Tanner going to pop up behind you?
Well, I mean, I keep
this
hearing
one,
things
right
over
now.
There. Is that what you keep hearing, too?
You hear
no,
the scratching?
No,
yes.
I don't...
You hear the scratching?
Yes.
I don't hear anything. I'm just... I'm not trusting.
No. Were you making scratching noises?
No.
Okay.
I heard scratching noises over there like, right before you freaked out saying that Tanner was going to come in.
I heard the same scratching noises from over there.
And I heard another one a little bit ago
yes,
that way.
I did too. I thought it was you doing it.
I haven't heard shit.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything either.
Well, I thought maybe I was just hearing things. And
no,
then I thought maybe Big Johnny was here because Johnny and I talked before the show and we talked about him maybe coming in. But yeah, I legitimately hear the same noises she's hearing. I don't know what's going on. The reason I pointed that story out is because this morning... I don't know what the situation was, but there was a flash of light in the darkness. A complete flash of light. I thought that one of the things that were plugged in maybe sparked or something. I freaked out. But there
was it over by the TV? Was I still in the room?
No, you were gone. That
it was
point.
After I left?
Yeah.
Because I thought I saw something spark while you were in the bathroom, but I ignored it.
Weird. Weird stuff happening at the...
be sure to check
Podzilla,
your electronics,
the Blogzilla 1985 headquarters. Now, Jesse, you also have a story to tell, sort of, about last week's show and just how much equipment failure you had. Now, of course, this is just coincidence. I'm not stupid. There's not a demon trying to prevent Podzilla 1985 from happening. They already tried that in the courts and they lost.
What?
Shannon and I had to make an appearance. It was really weird.
We didn't tell you guys about it. We didn't want you to know.
Yeah. We figured it was best that nobody knew. Thanks for letting that cat out of the bag.
They went to demon jail.
Well, only for a little while.
They went to demon court.
Once the internet saw Dolphin in his new attire, he had to go to court and explain it.
Oh, so painful. Do we need to make the Podzilla terrible photo gallery? of just images.
Just of my
hurt.
Horrible Photoshops. Like Mr. Gray will see you. And then Dalton the Hedgehog.
Oh.
With upcoming Zach as this dick. I broke our agreement, Aza. I'm so sorry.
I love the Dalton the Hedgehog. All right, I just want that the name.
Just a quick, last week's show, weird. Things happened that have never happened before.
Yeah, just a lot of weird stuff. Like the when I loaded up the, because I always edit these things at work. It's just easier for me to do there.
Right.
Oh, I hope my boss doesn't listen to this episode.
Your work at Gaming Grounds.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lonnie.
Where we
sorry,
know Lonnie. Our boss isn't listening to this episode.
Exactly. So I try to upload it there. It gives me an error saying that half the audio, as soon as I load it into Audacity, some of the audio is having problems.
Yeah.
So it asked me if I want to load it anyway. I was like, all right, well, let's see what happened. I do. It's missing chunks from the stereo audio. So in parts, like the right side of audio will be working and then the left side won't, vice versa, like later on towards the show. If you guys listened to it, you heard some of those issues.
It was a little odd.
It was a little odd. So then, the next really weird thing, when I was trying to, I always, when I edit these shows, I save the raw audio, just to have it, and then I make a new file once I'm done editing and putting everything together.
Right.
So I tried to save the new audio, the edited audio, as a separate project. It told me it couldn't because either the disk was full or because, the file or the folder was write protected. So I checked the disk because I'm like, no, there's no way it's full, but I'll go ahead and check it anyway just to be sure. And then I went ahead and checked the folder, and sure enough, the read-only box had been checked in the properties, which means you can't edit anything inside of the folder, you can't write anything to it, you can only just view it.
Right.
Read-only. So, I'm like, that's really weird. So I unchecked it, went back in, tried to save it again, same error. What the hell? Go back in, the box has been rechecked. I'm like, well, what the shit? So I unchecked it, hit okay. Went back into properties just to make sure everything was good. It was unchecked still. Everything was fine. Went back into Audacity, tried to save, same error. What the hell? So like, fine, well maybe Audacity is doing something weird with the folder, and because I'm editing something inside of it, and there were errors, whatever. So I made a new folder, whole new folder, in a different subfolder.
Right.
Tried to save it, gave me the same error. I went to the folder, read-only had been checked again inside that new folder. What the shit is happening?
You have a read-only demon.
Yeah.
You have a ghost in the machine. I already made the joke. I wish I could have fucking recorded it earlier when it was funnier.
Right? So then.
It's just as funny now.
Shut up.
So what I ended up having to do, it did let me just overwrite the original audio with the edited audio.
Yeah.
And then I just saved it, like.
Winged it as best you could.
Yeah. Cause I had to repair all, I had to try and flatten out everything so that it wouldn't do too much, like, right side, left side audio issue. Yeah. But, it was just really, it was really weird. I exported the MP3, uploaded it, and that was the last of the problems, but I've never seen anything do that before.
I was gonna say, how long have we been doing the show for, since WrestleMania, is when we started. And you started even earlier than that with Nerd Up.
Right.
Speaking of a ghost.
and Nerd is the ghost.
Nerd Up. Penta Nerd, yeah.
Nerd Up's still around.
The new one. Yeah, yeah. In all of those months that we've done this, that has never happened.
Never.
Never.
Nothing even similar has happened.
Yeah. So, coincidence? Sure. But it's a strange coincidence.
Yeah, it's like the one episode where I have a self-proclaimed medium and a ghost hunter on, I get that coincidence.
I mean, it's odd.
I don't see coincidence as much as just terrible technical issues.
It's but just, technical issues that we've never had before.
It was a weird coincidence, because yeah, I have, like, I've uploaded at least 60 total episodes to Podbean, including Penta Nerd and then all the new stuff from Podzilla.
Chris. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I've uploaded a shitload of episodes, I've done a ton of editing on these episodes, and yeah, I've never had this trouble before.
Same equipment, same programs,
yeah,
nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed at all.
So, odd.
It's just odd. I mean, with you, like, I just don't know how it happened.
Yeah, I'm not sitting over here thinking that the Zozo Demon did it. Look that one up, kids. Get a Ouija board first.
No.
That's a mistake.
But yeah.
Azul.
Speaking of dumbass things kids do, I know we're talking about terrifying stuff. This is kind of scary. I read this a couple days ago. There's a new thing kids are doing where they take an eraser and how does it go? You rub the eraser on your arm. Going through the alphabet. And you have to keep rubbing for as long as you're doing the alphabet. One kid is, I don't know if he's in critical condition or he died because the dirty eraser he used poisoned his blood. What the fuck is wrong with children these days?
Darwinism in work.
Mm-hmm. Darwin
there's
Award.
There's a solid chance that kid wasn't going to grow up to be, you know, to cure cancer. So, I mean.
so this goes back right there with, like, licking frogs.
Yeah, but you never know.
That's probably like motherfucking J-Dog making Mario levels.
Let it go.
Never.
Let it go.
Never.
Let it go.
And now this episode's getting pulled because Disney's suing you.
You're not allowed to sing that right now.
I can, alright,
well, you can't sing that at all. Disney will come after us.
Yeah.
Leave it be. Leave it be.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
And then, have you heard about the Zoso demon?
Yeah.
I have not.
Alright, so it's this thing. First off, hey, let's get into some weird stuff. The Ouija board. Or Ouija. Is it Ouija or Ouija?
Ouija.
Ouija? Alright. The Ouija board.
I used one too. A long time ago.
What?
Baby Ouija.
Oh, God.
That actually sounded like really creepy somehow.
It's exceptionally creepy.
Can you do that again?
Stop thumbing me. It is Baby Ouija. Please stop Jesus that voice.
You have to finish the episode with that voice.
Okay, Shannon and Jesse. Tell me some ghost stories.
It's so perfect.
I don't... The audience at home can't see his face when he says it.
It's even better than the ditto face.
I can't look
at it. Oh, God.
It's glorious.
Someone take a picture
so we can make it the show.
Somebody get a picture. Hold on.
I got you right here.
You got me? Okay.
Talk about the Zoso demon.
Oh, God. I'll talk about whatever you want if you stop talking.
Talk about Father Zoso.
Asa, check out the camera.
All right, we're taking a picture. Upload that to Facebook right
now. Holy shit. No. All
right. I swear to God, tears behind me right now. I'm going to lose my mind.
That would be the best fucking thing.
Okay, so are you familiar with the overly attached girlfriend meme?
Yes.
Overly attached boyfriend.
Oh, my God. That is one of the creepiest things
I've ever seen. I could put a wig on you, and you would be the overly attached girlfriend.
Show Ethan.
It doesn't look as creepy. You don't see the deadness that I feel in the eyes when I'm making that face and doing that voice.
Will you post that to Facebook right now and put that we're recording Terrifying Tanner Thursday and this is what we have to deal with? All right, so the Zoso demon, what it is, people play with Ouija boards.
Right.
And
because the Parker brothers have a gateway to the Netherrealm.
I was
going to
say, here's my problem
with
the Ouija board.
How else do they make that much money?
You can't.
Fucking Monopoly.
You can't put a patent on a communication with the dead. I mean, that's... People think you have to buy the official Milton Bradley or Parker Brothers Ouija board to contact demons. No,
you can make one.
Yeah, you can make one yourself. Kids at home, if
don't
you're listening.
Don't do it.
No, don't listen to her.
Yeah, you can absolutely do it to communicate with demons. So,
kids at home, just write it on a board. Write it on a piece of paper, put it on the ground, and you can speak to the dead. Go for it.
Because kids at home, your parents clearly don't care because they're allowing you to listen to this.
If you're listening to this show, you're probably going to hell anyway. So, yes.
Fair enough.
So there was this thing that people were summoning the Zoso demon. You would speak to it and spell it out. And all over the country, people were reporting weird stuff happening, communication with it.
When is this? Is this like...
This was like last year.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, but not before the advent of mass social media and...
No.
Okay.
No. They even did a Ghost Adventure special on it, which you guys know my thoughts on Ghost Adventures.
Scooby-Doo.
It's an entertaining show. The frat bros, you know, super frat bros. But it's dumb. It's one thing to think you're talking to a demon and everyone's like, oh, don't do that, kids. No, kids. Go ahead and use the Ouija board as much as you want. You know why? Because nothing's gonna happen. But here's what you don't do. Don't rub a fucking rubber eraser on your arm until it's bleeding.
Yeah. Because
you will die from that.
So wait, I want to rewind for a second. Now, Shannon Young, the true believer in ghosts, just said, like, go ahead, use a Ouija board, because nothing is going to happen.
I've never believed in a Ouija board. I think the Ouija board is a stupid tool.
It might be a good placebo, because I know we got freaked out when we played with one.
Yeah, I mean, it tricks your mind. I know a lot of people that, and Tanner will probably disagree with me, because Tanner...
No, he definitely does.
He believes that the Ouija board is a real gateway to the other side. I absolutely believe there's another side. And could it possibly use a Ouija board to communicate? Sure. But ghosts can use anything to communicate. Like I said, the Parker brothers don't own the patent on ghost technology. Thomas Edison himself was one of the first people who, if I remember correctly...
Oh, didn't he do the ghost recorder?
He invented a ghost phone, more or less. He was trying to create something to talk to the dead. So this is a legit...
The telephone sort of came apart brown.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Yeah, she's absolutely right. But no, it's... Stop it, Asa. Now I know it's you doing the scratching noise, and it's not funny.
No, that was a tapping on the table. That didn't sound the same as that other. This had a different sound than what I heard over there.
Did you hear what I just heard, though?
Yes, it was him tapping the table.
No, I heard this. This is exactly what I heard. from over there.
No, it was more dense from what I heard.
Is Tanner here?
I didn't let anybody in. All I did was grab
Ethan. Ethan, sweep
did
the room.
Did you let Tanner in? You go search for Tanner.
Sweep the room.
What is happening here?
give us an ocular pat down.
He cleared him.
He cleared him.
He cleared the room.
Oh, guys, got the
taser. Don't tase
he's
Tanner.
Got the taser.
Like, yeah. It'll matter.
No. Yeah, Ethan, go ahead, tase Tanner.
It'll just
in the
make
meantime,
him angry.
Call him Tan-Tan.
We'll have a new ghost.
we'll have a ghost of Ethan. Okay, so what is, other than, because yes, rubbing an eraser or anything on your skin until you bleed is just batshit stupid.
It's called mutilation.
What's the significance of the Zozo demon, other than people say they saw it last year?
It's supposed to be one of if you believe it.
It's a recognizable named demon.
I was about to say, wasn't it the Hot Topic demon right now?
Yeah,
like Azazel or something.
Because it's supposed to be super powerful.
That's a mutant. Yeah,
Azazel. That was Supernatural. That was the Yellow-Eyed Demon.
That's
Supernatural.
Nightcrawler's dad.
Yeah, it's also Nightcrawler's dad.
Yeah, well, it was also in Supernatural.
Okay,
they're both fucking demons.
I'm not making stuff up.
I'm going to look up Zozo Demon because it probably explain it better than I can. But it's a really powerful demon that people have been communicating with like it's a game. And if you believe it,
it is a game.
People are getting hurt. Here, I'm gonna go to, let's see.
Well, see, back when I was, and I talked about this on, last week's, Terrifying Tanner Thursday.
I listened to it.
Yay, Lindsay. I talked about it a little bit. Back when I, you know, was really into the whole Christian thing, like, demons, I didn't really believe in ghosts. I still don't believe in ghosts. But demons were something I actually did believe in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does. I don't know what you're trying to get at.
Different things.
Yeah. So, you don't necessarily, like, a Ouija board, isn't necessarily saying Parker Brothers has a patent. It's just a tool that can be used. It's not like the Ouija board itself is supernatural.
Yeah.
It's just you are inviting a demonic presence to talk to you, is the idea.
Yeah, but like I said, you don't have to have something, you don't have to have a Ouija board to talk to the dead. I mean, you can just talk to the dead.
It's true.
But the Ouija board.
But you're inviting them to be able to respond. Yeah, like you're inviting them for conversation.
All right. So here's why I don't believe in the Ouija board is because I've tried to use it. I've tried to have experiences with it, and I've seen nothing. I have seen something I can't explain. I've seen shadows that move. I've seen people that weren't there. I've seen this stuff. I'm not making shit up because I want to sound cool or interesting. I've seen it. Whether or not it's a trick of the eye or I legitimately saw something, I saw it. I truly believe I saw it. I've also used a Ouija board and nothing. I mean, it sits there.
Well, and I told the story about my grandparents when they were at the party that had the Ouija board on the show, one of the earlier ones, where this one lady, every time it got to her turn to ask a question, it would just spell out, go home. And then when they got home, their baby had, like, the crib had collapsed.
I don't remember that story.
It was, like, right when my grandparents were newly married, or it was a friend of theirs, but so they pulled out a Ouija board to mess around with it, and people were just asking questions, and then it got to this one lady, and she asked whatever, and it spelled out, go home. And everyone kind of laughed, like, oh, someone's playing a joke. Goes back around, gets to the lady, spells out, go home again. And it's like, okay, get it, yeah, funny. Goes back around, it does it like two or three more times before she finally gets wigged out and takes her husband and makes him go home. And the crib had collapsed where the baby was sleeping.
So that's creepy.
And the baby, like, the babysitter they had was just, like, sleeping on the couch.
Didn't hear any of it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. It says Zozo, the otherwise known as Zozo, the Ouija board demon, is a demonic entity that has been known to communicate and haunt people during and after Ouija board sessions. So here's what I'm thinking we should do on Terrifying Tanner Thursday next week. Let's talk to Zozo. Let's bust out a Ouija board and let's try to communicate with him live on the air.
Nah, I'm all right.
What the shit is
really?
That?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious.
We're good? No Tanner? He hesitated. Is Tanner here?
He's in on it.
How much did he pay you? I'll double it. No, I won't. I'm so, so broke right now. Wait, he didn't need to know that shit. I will pay you significantly less.
In fact, he won't pay you at all.
Oh, we like you because you don't charge.
I do charge.
You don't pay.
All right, so Jesse Kimball, you don't want to talk to a demon through the Ouija board.
I'm all right.
I'm not going to make fun of you for it.
Might.
Oh, God.
That's fine. Go right ahead.
Do you want to go do Bloody Mary in the mirror?
No.
No, isn't that the one that you also refused to do?
No, I just don't like mirrors in general, but I mean,
mirrors are scary as shit.
Yeah, no, we talked about this on the first episode. You said that's one thing you refuse to do is Bloody Mary.
I'd probably do it.
I've done Bloody Mary.
I mean, I'll do but the I've Ouija never board, finished it. But it's going to make me nervous.
I've never finished it. I don't know what it is because, I mean, how many of us legit, all right, with the Ouija board too, how many of us legitimately believe that a demon is going to haunt us if we try to talk to it? Raise your hand.
TV screen just
shut up,
died Asa. Right at the moment you said that.
Shut up, Asa.
It's definitely not the Wii U's power saving feature.
I don't know. It's one of those things, like, I don't necessarily believe it's going to happen.
But you don't take the risk.
Exactly.
Well, that's like with Bloody Mary. I've done Bloody Mary in the mirror, but I've never finished it because I'm always like, what if?
Exactly. What if?
Because just because you don't believe in something doesn't mean it's not real. And just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it can't exist.
Yeah, cause this is one of those things, like, so say we do this thing and then the demon starts haunting us. And what is that demon going to say if I'm like, you can't do this. You're not real.
He's just like going to smile and say, keep going.
It's like Tinkerbell. He'll just fade away.
That'd be funny as hell. If the demon was like, I've got you now, Kimble. I don't believe in you. No!
Oh, wait, I kind of believe. Uh-huh, now you're mine. Nah, I give up.
No. Was it stop fucking with me, Kimble.
Back and forth, a lot of Rise of the Guardians.
Was it? Because I browned out during that movie.
If you stop believing the holidays, then those holidays started disappearing.
Well, you know, there was a movie that came out a couple years ago called, what was it? It had Ashley Green in it. She was in her lingerie.
Did you know that if you say Biggie Smalls in the mirror 3 times, he will appear?
Did you know if you say Nate's name in the mirror 3 times?
Capone gets his wings?
God kills a faggot? I don't know.
Oh, no!
I don't know. Jesus I don't know.
You should what really the fuck? Finish these jokes before you start.
Yeah,
them.
You should have an ending at the end.
Anyway, there was a movie, I think it was called The Apparition. It had Ashley Green. It was about a group of people that they were testing a theory that ghosts are just your mind that creates them and brings them to life. It's that part of your mind that the ESP part, the psychic part or whatever, that can actually create these things. And it sounded like an interesting theory. Like the tagline is, once you create it, you can't stop it. And they're saying that ghosts aren't real, that it's just stuff that we create with our minds and give it life. But then the movie was nothing about that. I actually thought that would be more interesting, but then it turned to be just a haunted house movie. So.
With Jesse,
you've got that smug look on your face
that's
that
like
I love
a,
so much. What's going on?
Well, that's like
nothing
the,
at all.
That's one of my favorite
it's
lines.
It's preposterous. I know it is.
That's one of my favorite lines in John Dies at the End of the book, because they don't say it in the movie. Which the movie is fantastic. Everyone should go watch it.
I really like the movie.
Absolutely good. Yeah.
But it's
I fell asleep.
Places.
Lindsay, Asa,
I'm
no.
trying to be friends.
Asa.
I want to be your friend so badly.
I'm not meant to have friends. Sorry.
I have to go. I have to go now. My planet needs me.
But it's places and things can't be haunted. It's the human heart.
I would agree
with
that.
It's people that are haunted.
Oh, fuck. Are you showing him a picture of Tanner as...
You're Jason? An asshole.
What?
Jesse sent Ethan a text message that said, walk slowly up behind Asa, except he didn't do it very quietly.
Nope. No, he didn't.
That's because his damn helmet kept clanking.
Oh,
son of a bitch. Ethan, I'm so sorry. He liked it.
Ethan, you could have just taken credit for that idea, and nobody would have made the helmet joke anymore. You didn't have to give
it
to me.
Yes, they would have. Yes, they would have. Don't worry. Oh, God, is he behind me?
He's going back to Yoshi.
Now, what were we talking about?
John dies at the end.
John dies, well, I mean, that was the end of the line.
Okay.
Was that,
oh, yeah, and then you guys wanted to be friends, and then Ethan walked up on you.
Yeah, my planet needs me. I have to go.
It's not the place that is haunted. It's the person.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because we only use 10% of our brains.
I'm going to.
We only
here in Missouri.
Oh yeah, what did you think
Why?
Of the Lazarus Effect?
Why? I didn't
Lazarus
see
Effect was terrible.
I still haven't
it
seen
awful.
It. I know, like, and I wanted to. I know it's on Netflix now, but I can't bring myself because I've
we
heard.
Watch that one.
We did. It's the one where the girl died. They're trying to bring the dead back to life, and she dies, and they bring her back to life,
and then she kills everyone.
She gets demonic powers and then kills everybody.
Okay, I remember.
It
now.
Was so stupid.
Yeah,
like it
Which
begins
a,
pretty good
because
but.
It has so many people that I love.
Like, exactly, that's why I watched it.
Olivia Wilde and Pete from the League and Childish Gambino and Evan Peters, I think, is in
Childish
it.
Childish Gambino,
Donald Glover.
I just Childish Gambino. I've never heard that.
Really, you don't know his rap career?
No.
Oh no.
We need to stop this show now because I have so many things to show you and force you to listen to. Oh my God.
He can show you incredible things, Childish.
I can
Gambino.
Show you the world.
Now
shining,
he's
going to
get Disney on him.
Splendor.
It's a whole new world, Lindsay.
I haven't got my Aladdin Blu-ray yet.
Sing the song, Lindsay.
No.
Sing Whole New World.
I wasn't paying attention. I want my Aladdin Blu-ray because there's bonus features that are actually
this time. The ghost of Robin Williams is imprinted on the Blu-ray.
Oh,
that's
now
fine.
I'm sad.
It has unshown scenes.
I mean, that would be the greatest haunting ever.
Yeah, well,
I know.
That would be the most annoying fucking haunting of all time.
Good morning, oh, we're about
Vietnam
to fight.
Oh, man. That's like if I had fucking Jar Jar Binks haunting
Kimble.
Me. Wait a minute.
Oh, mother.
Oh, you want to go, bro?
Did you just compare
IRL.
Robin Williams, one of the greatest comedic actors to ever live, to Jar Jar Misa Misa Raisa Stereotype Binks? Oh, fuck, you broke me. Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about
Jesus.
To...
Jesus!
No,
you're,
not even
you're
that.
About to hear a death on live on tape.
Oh, number five of them.
Yeah, and now it's now you're going to have all sorts of trouble trying to upload it because there is going to be a ghost and, and fucking just viscera.
All
and not the... Oh, now he's dead too. Shit, the ghost of viscera. I'm going to induce him. Fuck.
I'm going to have to upload
oh
this
God.
And just I have to hope that Asa won't come after me.
So Childish Gambino is a name that he generated because of he went online and there was a Wu-Tang. Well, like, what would be your Wu-Tang name?
And was that that was his Wu-Tang
and,
name?
And that was his Wu-Tang name. And so that's what he kept as his
his rap name?
His
that's
rap
awesome.
Name. And he's an amazing rapper.
Hey, we got a comment already on Terrifying Trainwreck Thursday.
Is it on Ace's picture?
It is. Is Tanner it? Says, ditto, please. Ditto face, please. I'm going to reply and say, Ace
no.
is terrified you're actually here.
Wait until we're gone, because he might make the drive.
You know, he really might. I could see Tanner doing something. Like, if he had a key where he could get in here stealthily, I think he would do it.
But that door beeps when you open it.
That's fine.
Not when Tanner's around.
Aww.
Tanner just Kool-Aid man through the door.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Robin Williams, not so funny.
Aww.
So, moving on to... No?
I'm going to join in on that one. It's like, I'm just going to murder
all right,
you.
All right.
I don't... Are you being...
That's
like,
I mean,
no,
that,
he's, he is joking. He actually likes Robin Williams. He's got to
no,
be.
No, it's not one of his favorites.
I do like Robin
that's
Williams.
That's fine. He doesn't have...
There's, a reason I watched the documentary without him.
Hold on. Let me defend myself, guys.
I mean, you can try.
I do like Robin Williams. I like Robin Williams when he's subtle. I like Ryan Williams when he's subtle. In movies like Good Will Hunting,
Awakenings, Patch Adams.
Patch Adams is borderline for me. Insomnia, was he in Insomnia? I'm pretty sure. He was in a thriller with Pacino. Anyway, I like him. He's a great actor, and he's a great comedic actor. It's when he goes over the top and stuff like that. Basically the genie all the time. That's when I couldn't stand Robin Williams. And just because he's dead now, I'm not going to change my mind that I didn't like that.
No,
I'd
that's
like
fine.
Him.
And honestly, I'll respect that
okay,
because I'm so
you.
Sick of people, like, as soon as someone dies, oh, you know what? He was an inspiration. Really?
Like
because
Michael Jackson?
You were making all sorts of pedophile jokes,
yeah.
like, last week on Facebook.
I had a
so...
friend. I had a friend, James Walters, who I defriended because he started, as soon as Michael Jackson died, he started in with the jokes. And I've always liked Michael Jackson. So I defriended him. So I support people living or dead.
Well, it's the same thing with, like, Ultimate Warrior. Like, it was sad that he died because it's sad when people die.
It's sad when anyone dies.
But
he was still a bigot.
But he was still a bigoted asshole.
Yeah. So Robin Williams is talented as hell. He definitely earned his spot. But some parts of him I just didn't find as funny as other people. That's
Well, you didn't say that.
Well, that's because I was trying to antagonize
fuck
him.
Robin Williams. I'm
I never
glad
said
he's
fuck
dead.
Robin Williams.
That was
oh
verbatim.
My God.
That was a direct quote.
Oh my God.
I remember hearing it.
Play it back.
Jesse.
Or maybe I'm just also just right there with Asa in extreme rage. Like,
let's,
I'm calming down.
Let's play it back. Let's play it back backwards, though. And you see the secret message.
I don't know. I just grew up with it because I grew up watching reruns of Mark and Mindy and then so forth.
Honestly, Death to Smoochie.
Just Death to Smoochie was
best.
Great.
It's a classic.
Best movie.
Yeah. You know,
good
I rank that up
movie.
There with...
Not
best.
Not
good.
Best movie, but great movie.
I also like Cable Guy. I loved Cable Guy. And I don't like Jim Carrey normally.
I didn't like Cable Guy.
Jim Carrey is very much like Robin Williams to me. When he's subtle, he's good. But when he's Jim Carrey, up to 1,000, like Batman Forever Jim Carrey, I can't stand him. Do you like Jim Carrey?
Is a good
no.
one.
Okay. I love The Mask.
The Mask was great.
The Mask was really good. Cameron Diaz.
The whole...
Smoking mm-hmm. I had a crush on her.
I have other reasons that I dislike Jim Carrey that we will not get into.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, I never forgave him for that
I like
movie
Liar
either.
Liar.
Liar Liar's a great movie.
Liar Liar was a really good
blue.
Movie.
He should have won an award for Truman.
The pen is
Truman Show's a fantastic movie. Yeah. He got robbed on that. Mm-hmm. Adam Sandler's the same way.
Shit, I like Bruce Almighty.
Yeah,
I like Bruce Almighty
Bruce
was really
Almighty.
Good.
I like the first Ace Ventura, as terrible as it is.
The first one
The first one was great.
The second
one was
god-awful.
What's really funny, like, I watched the second one in movie, like, in theaters.
I did too with my cousin.
Now, if you want to place the age time there, age time. Yeah, I said it.
The age time.
Okay,
I was in second grade when that movie came out.
Oh, you make me feel old.
I'm sorry. You're not that much older than me.
Yeah, but that was PG-13 and I was just barely old enough to get in.
So I mean, it would have been like,
well, I feel there's a significant, well.
Because my cousin Sarah was obsessed with Jim Carrey for a while, and no one else would go see the movies, so she dragged me to all the Jim Carrey movies with her.
That's because Jim Carrey was on In Living Color, and that was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
What? It's Nate, right? The comment? Yeah, I got you. Nate said that was disturbing. Does he still listen to the shows?
Probably not,
don't
honestly.
Don't give a shit. At least it's my actual picture on Facebook. I don't think you understand just how deeply, deep-seatedly angry Mario Maker got me.
No, I do. I heard the song. I wish I could remember all the lyrics. The only one that I quoted was...
We don't need to ring up the song again.
Well, there's one I quoted.
But I didn't get to hear the song.
And that's fine.
I wish I could sing it like I heard it from someone that wasn't you.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. We really don't need to... We don't really need to get into the song. You don't really need to get into the song, Shannon.
Don't you ever bust in a song just randomly, like you create musicals in your head about day men and night men?
Yeah. Amen.
I mean,
Fighter of the night.
There wasn't
that song
even one
get stuck in my head a whole lot.
There wasn't even one reference to rape in that.
Or spiders.
Or spiders. Or ghouls. Or...
Well, I don't know why there would be rape. I don't know where you guys are. You guys are misinterpreting.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
Like,
I don't even,
What are your dislikes? People's knees.
Oh, come on.
I don't like knees, man. Knees are weird.
If we cover those knees up, you're going to be walking around here. I'm a full-on rapist.
What?
I'm sorry. Did you just say you're a full-on rapist?
Yeah, give money to poor people and orphans.
Well, you know, the best part, did you say you're a full-on rapist? Yeah, you know, kids.
sick people.
All right, so I do have some bad news for our listeners, though. We were going to do next week's special Tanner Thursday Halloween edition from the courthouse in Pulaski County, Mound City, where I'm from, and Tanner's near, but... Apparently, the person that he was in contact with has not got back to him ever since they agreed.
What
so
the heck?
We're looking at a couple different options, but one of the things I saw you guys talking about today is the Old Lorimer Cemetery here in Cape Girardeau.
Yes.
Which I'm reading about it right now. Old Lorimer, and this is from the ghostofcapegirardeau.blogspot.com, so you know they check and recheck the facts.
I'm sorry we didn't get to go to the vampire crypt in Erie.
So we're in Erie. And there's there's a book in one of those local
haunted Erie or haunted
haunted Pennsylvania haunted Erie actually. And I'm looking through it, and one of the big things is there's supposedly a vampire crypt in the cemetery. So my first reaction was Haley, who was with us. Haley, where is the cemetery? Because I need to go fight this vampire.
And she's like, "Oh, I've been there."
She's like, "Oh yeah, I know the vampire crypt." And then I thought, well, if it's a fucking tourist attraction, I'm not going. Because I was about to dig this guy up. I wanted to see what was happening.
Salt and burn the bones.
I
feel like I got something like, I just, like, that was the reaction people get when something's, like, super offensive.
No, I nodded at you. I smiled.
It's just a supernatural reference.
Yeah.
I just didn't
have anything to say on it.
Here's from the website. Old Lorimer Cemetery is one of the most historic places in Cape Girardeau. It is on the National Register of Historic Places and is the burial place of Cape Girardeau's founder, Louis Lorimer. Did not know that was the founder of Cape Girardeau.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Now I want to dig him up.
I'm guessing that's why we also have a Lorimer Street.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the Lorimer Cemetery is.
Gotcha.
Well, sort of.
I'm learning geography.
The cemetery dates back to the earliest days of Cape Girardeau in the early 1800s. It is located on Lorimer and Fountain Streets, an area originally considered the outskirts of town. It's not surprising that there are probably more ghost stories associated with Old Lorimer Cemetery than anywhere else in Cape. So, I'm excited about that. My question is, are we going to get arrested?
Why would we?
Trespassing.
Yeah, like if it's like city property and it has a, you know,
no,
you can't just go,
now,
yeah.
To be fair, though.
Like parks and shit.
To be fair, I don't care. Because I'll go anyway. When we were in Pennsylvania, I was going to go to Centralia.
Which you're not supposed to go to.
You know about Centralia?
No.
Centralia is, it was a mining town, and a fire started underneath in the mines, which still burns today. and they evacuated the town. No one's allowed to live there. They base Silent Hill
like
on the town.
There's like 10 families still living there, even though they're not supposed to.
On the outskirts. Yeah. Nobody lives on it because it's not safe. So I was going to go there because I wanted to see where the originated Silent Hill. Like, if you remember the movie, the mines and the miners and the fires and stuff and the ashes, that's what it's based on. I wanted to go see it. Unfortunately, we didn't make it, but I was more than ready to break in to see the town. So I'm perfectly fine with breaking into the cemetery.
I'm less okay with that.
I mean, we don't even necessarily need, the cemetery is not big. So it's not like we actually need to go into it. Like, we could probably be around it.
Well, I'm sure a cemetery, because there's cemeteries back where we're from that we've went to at night.
And they're creepy as shit.
They're creepy. They're cemeteries. There's dead people
everywhere.
But we
do get anxious whenever you see cop cars go by.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like...
they're worried you're messing with the dead bodies.
See, and especially like on Halloween.
Yeah.
We're not going on Halloween.
That's true.
It's Saturday.
Yeah. I forgot.
So it'll be fine.
Yeah. We're going actually 1 week before Halloween.
Because I knew, like, in my brain, I combined,
No, Halloween would be a bad idea to go to a cemetery on Halloween.
Oh, yeah, because cops are going to be out in force looking at all of that stuff.
Well, not only that, but if you believe what Halloween kind of is, you don't disrespect the dead on Halloween.
Well, we're not doing anything disrespectful.
No, we just want to talk to them.
Like, I don't know what your guys' plans are, but I don't plan on bringing spray paint or crowbars or anything.
I'm going to fuck a corpse.
Yeah, he went all the way there.
Well, this is also the person who wants to fuck a ditto, so, you know. Yeah,
you guys were afraid that I was going to hold my tongue more these days, but I'm not.
Says who?
Yeah,
I'm
I was about to say,
ditto
who
corpses
are you talking about?
Next?
Ditto corpses! He's just going to fuck like a dead blob.
That's just like, I was like, that's just the slime from Ghostbusters 2.
You're not sleeping with it, are you, Ray? Oh, you hound.
It's always
the
quiet
ones.
Yeah, no, I don't think it'll be an issue if we go like next Saturday. I think it'll be just
this
fine.
Saturday, you mean?
Yeah. This coming Saturday.
This Saturday.
Day after tomorrow.
We will be in a cemetery talking to dead people. And I want to catch something. I'm excited. I think we'll have a better chance of catching something there than we will at the courthouse. Because the courthouse was we heard stories from people. But the Lorimer Cemetery legitimately has a haunted history.
Yeah, so. I mean, it actually has, like, there are corpses buried there from what I understand anyway, like, Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Like, it goes all the way back that far.
And
awesome.
The founder of CAPE is there. What if you can get,
and then,
you know?
So, special guest, we're going to be interviewing
Louis
Lorimer.
Is it Louis or Louis?
Louis.
Yeah.
Louis.
Yeah, because this was back when we didn't change the way that we pronounce things because America.
Okay.
Right.
So, but no Louis on this show then.
That's
just Louis. Gotcha.
Correct.
That's why we go to Cairo.
Instead of Cairo.
And New Madrid.
Ooh, New Madrid. That's a good
Cairo
one.
Was my favorite though.
What about Hayti?
I like Hayti too.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Well, you've never heard of Hayti?
No.
Hayti, Missouri.
Hayti, Missouri.
Yeah.
It's a place.
Cairo is called Little Egypt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, right across
Tanner,
the street.
That's
from
your people.
The
hillbilly.
There, right across the street from the Lorimer Cemetery is, I think it's called the Minton House?
I don't know.
Something like that. Either way, there's a house that was apparently a smallpox treatment shelter.
Mm.
I don't want to get smallpox.
Yeah.
And
it's also, like, it's right across the street from the cemetery, and it's also apparently extremely haunted. So, yeah.
So you want to break into there, too?
It's private property. I think somebody actually lives there currently.
So we'll kill him.
No.
And then we'll summon the Zoso demon.
No.
To take his soul.
No.
And then
it'll be our sacrifice.
Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't say these things on tape.
No, probably not.
About how we're going to be breaking into
people's houses and killing them?
So then when, the cops ask, like, so were you guys trying to break into the cemetery?
No. We were just looking for directions to get away from the cemetery.
It's creepy here.
This just feels like an Always Sunny plot.
Well,
this feels like it's Always Sunny with the Jihad tape.
That's weird how we just lost that 5 minutes of audio.
Crazy.
Damn ghost
Man,
again.
Speaking of those technical problems.
All right, so
we're going to be home drinking milk.
reading our Bibles.
Reading our Bibles. Milk and cookies. Oreos.
Exactly.
There you go, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Praying to Sam Hain. Went stale.
Oh, that's sad.
What did you say?
Praying to Sam Hain.
Oh, I thought you said Satan. And I was like,
oh my God!
That's the opposite direction of the way that you're going with
it. So for this upcoming Halloween special, we'll be going to Old Lorimer Cemetery, and we'll be summoning the Zoso Demon on a Ouija board. Me and Ace, if nothing else. Ace, are you in?
I don't care.
Lindsay?
I feel like it would just be a waste of time.
We'll see.
Ethan? Ethan's ready.
And honestly, really, like, the thing with Ouija boards is because it's like, are you moving it? No, I'm not moving it. You're moving it. You're fucking moving it. Other people are moving it. That's the whole...
Well, what is the noise I'm hearing now?
Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, yeah, Thirsty Thursday rambunctious crowd.
Wow.
Yep.
Here in beautiful downtown Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Love it. Yay, drinking!
Here's the thing with the Zoso Demon. It is apparently so powerful that you don't have to move it. It will move itself.
That's the thing with every Ouija board ever.
No, it moves itself and you don't touch it.
Ew.
So if we can put a board down and talk to it and it moves on its own, then I will believe.
Then I was outright shit my pants.
Seriously.
Just immediately. Just
I can
like,
imagine.
Everyone where it depends.
Right.
I can imagine a handful of people right now that are listening to the show that I will get messages from tonight saying, please don't do that.
Tanner will be one of them.
John Massey.
Allie. John Volkerding. Shout out to John Volkerding. Lonnie. Lonnie's not going to listen to this.
He just heard secondhand. It's like, just don't do it in the store.
We've summoned all kinds of demons to this store.
Demons are great deals.
It's evil how great our prices are.
Game's so cheap, it's downright spooky.
We must have made a deal with Satan to sell these Xboxes so cheap.
That's what this was. This was all just a really elaborate way to advertise the store. We started at WrestleMania for this one Halloween sale.
Oh, shit. Jesse.
Yeah.
We were supposed to do a Smash tournament this Saturday.
I gave you the flyer for that.
Yeah, and we never did post it.
I was going to ask you were going to do something else because it's been months.
It's been a while.
Well, yeah, I made it. Like, Shannon's like, all right, let's do a tournament for this Saturday. Get me a flyer ready. And I got one. I made it up and everything, sent it to Shannon. Never got posted.
I want to point out Stephen Taylor just replied to the picture of Asa, and he said overly attached Asa with a question mark. So he got it.
He got
Stephen,
it.
Stephen Audison Taylor, you're the listener of the week.
I haven't seen him in forever.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I don't know who that is.
That's what I'm thinking. I met him through Lee because he was one of our wrestling buddies.
Shout out to Lee Hodges.
Shout out to Lee. Second one of the day.
Time we talked about Lee today.
Putting him over.
Yeah.
Has anybody, like, does he listen to the show?
I'd be surprised. I think Lee has listened to at least one or two because he's mentioned to me that we did a good job. No. So I don't know if he listens to it constantly. We talked about this on the show today with Hunter. Pro Wrestling Unscripted is one. You said it varies. Sometimes it's really high. Sometimes it's not as high. But there's still a good amount of people that listen to it, and we don't know who they are.
Yeah, we put out a call to arms. Yeah. We need people to identify themselves.
Right, because we know the basics. We know Tanner and Dalton. Yeah. We know there's at least 7 or 8 people that we know that listen to it. But that doesn't count for all the other people that listen to it. Who the hell are those people?
I mean, well, to be fair, that's every show.
Yeah, but at least most of the shows, it's kind of like with The Marvelous Jesse and Chris. Whenever you get a high rating on it, you go, okay, I know these comic fans that I know. Who the fuck are these rest of these people?
Well, yeah. And I mean, I think the same thing, like I said, about most of our shows. Like, anytime we get a show, like, with over 100 listens, I'm like, who
the fuck are those people?
Oh, no, it's absolutely the goal. And again, we're happy to have them.
Oh, yeah,
we're just curious.
We're curious.
Yeah.
What's more interesting, like, I know you said you don't often look at them. I'm going to pull them up for you after we do the show. Like, the feed hits section. Like, a few days ago, we had like 270 something hits in one day for our feed. That doesn't count into the plays on like Podbean.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't, they count them separately. So that means like iTunes, Feedburner, all the other stuff that are tagged into our RSS.
So we're getting a lot more hits than we even
see. You're getting so more technical. Yeah. My brain is just like,
yeah, I don't know what any
Lady
of this
brain.
Is.
We are actually getting on average at least 128 plays not on Podbean every day.
That's cool.
So, I mean, and from all over the place. I'm looking at the geography right now of it. I know we don't have a ton of listeners in foreign countries, but I mean, here we have a good amount of listeners in France, the United Kingdom, Germany, Brazil, Canada, and then you start getting into Poland, Mexico, and the Netherlands, and it gets a little lower. But like, how is some guy in France listening to this?
I mean, I have posted us to Reddit a couple of times in like r/podcasts.
Well, all right, Reddit.
I know,
we'll feed your baby bird.
I know at least one or two episodes a friend of mine from Canada has listened, and then my buddy who lives in Albania now has listened.
And then we actually did get, we picked up a few listeners from The Filthy Casual.
Oh, yes.
She actually has a relatively high number of Canadian viewers.
Oh, they love them blonde up there.
Well, no, it's because Loading Ready Run, like Graham Stark, that whole thing. Okay.
Shannon's shaking his head. No, he doesn't know what that means.
Well, Katie has met and talked to and is friends on Facebook with, a guy that's semi-internet famous, and he referred people to her a few times.
Yeah. That's neat.
So we're global.
Yeah.
We're legitimately global.
We are world elite.
Yes. Which country are you? I'm Ireland. I claimed it. I said it first.
I'll be TBD. Son of a bitch. I'll be TBD.
I'll take Northern Ireland.
I'll take Southern Ireland. West Ireland.
Damn Irish. Ruining Ireland for the rest of us.
East Ireland. West Virginia. South Virginia.
Michigan.
Jesus
or not
Christ.
Shit. I just tried to say a state that's not a state. I said a state.
East Dakota.
East Dakota.
That's how good you are is you can't even mess up on purpose.
Detroit. God. Milwaukee. God damn it.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
So thank you, everyone.
So yeah, thank you all of you for listening. We very much love you.
To this. People listen to this.
We're entertaining.
They choose this.
People choose to listen to a bunch of people with big mouths just run their mouths about the most random things. We've talked about fucking dittos, fucking corpses.
As a collective. I was going to say, you're using that we very liberally. That.
Yes.
We have a we.
Wii U. Fuck. Ethan's on it right now.
Ethan's playing with his Wii right over there.
Is this the kind of thing where it's like now that we're aware people are listening, we're like, I don't know what to do with my hands anymore.
Yeah. Like they're actually watching us through the microphone.
No. Did someone put cameras in there?
I mean, I think...
That'd be a really unfortunate shot. Cause
yeah, it really
that'd
would.
Be really unfortunate when Cody Sandducky's on because he just deep throats the mic.
All you're seeing is uvula. Just
oh, he's not a girl. He doesn't have one of those.
I knew he was gonna.
I did too, but I still loved it. All right, so let's get back on track with the terrifying.
Terrifying. Well, what's scarier than Cody Sandusky's vulva?
Oh my God. The only thing that's scary is that it's in a jar.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's too far? Oh.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Clearly it is.
Oh, gosh.
I have nothing to say now.
Nope.
I win.
You've broken
yes.
me.
Yes.
So Back to the Future was wrong. Cubs are out.
Yeah, Cubs went out yesterday. Why the fuck were we talking about
that? Also, there wasn't a franchise based in Miami anymore, so I mean, they were wrong about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
What was scarier than that is Michael J. Fox is conditioned at this point.
Yeah.
I felt so bad about him putting
the shoes on.
Well, that too. My God. But I was going to say, somebody posted like a scumbag Doc Brown went to the future to warn him about his kids, but didn't tell him about
it. Don't finish
don't
it.
Like this.
Don't finish it.
Please don't. Don't finish. Don't finish
don't,
the joke.
Just stop. We all know where it's going.
Holy shit.
It's fine.
Aww. Okay.
I'm done.
Yeah, that was. Yeah. Thanks, Internet. Thanks for that one.
The internet's a terrible place.
It is.
Except for right here at 709 Broadway.
Where we sell things cheap.
And Podzilla1985.com. Also find us on Facebook and Twitter and iTunes.
And Instagram and
Tumblr and Friendster.
Tumblr.
Pinterest.
YouTube.
LinkedIn.
MySpace.
Oh, and the important one is Patreon.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I also keep forgetting about that.
That's okay. It just means that we're not pushing it.
There's so many things that I've been meaning to do for Podzilla, and I keep forgetting. Like the cast page. I finally started updating the cast page. So if you guys are listening to this, if you want to see the faces behind the voices, I'm adding them piece by piece. Go to the cast page. We've got most of it, a lot of people on. We just added Asa. I still need to add Jesse and Ethan and Moose and Squirrel.
Squirrel.
But I need to update that. And then the broadcast. Let me go to the broadcast page real quick. I don't think that thing's been updated.
No, I actually updated that one.
Did you
I
really?
Think. Yeah.
What's let me that?
Look at it. Or the schedule?
Or is that the plan? About
the, yeah, I updated the schedule.
I actually didn't even know that there was a cast page.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, you basically just wrote it out as, instead of picking one specific topic that we're going to talk about, you just did a basic. Yeah. Good job.
I do stuff too.
Because every time I go to
it's okay. I've been slacking on Blogzilla for like 6 months now.
Yeah, I keep meaning to write an article for Blogzilla.
That's right. We have the anonymous poster talking about depressing things. And
wink.
Then, wink. And then Asa talking about Kane.
Not one time.
I've got like 3 articles like mid-process on there. I just
don't know what I want to write about.
I don't have motivation right now.
I mean, I have an idea
I'm
kicking around, but I don't know if anything will.
I've discovered that I enjoy doing this so much more.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love writing. I do, but.
It's a little more instant gratification.
It's instant gratification, and
plus
it's
we can do it in a group.
We do it in a group, and it's nice to talk. Like I truly believe print is dead.
I won't go that far
at
all,
sad
but
for
I do.
Who wanted to be a writer for so long.
I like
yeah,
the.
I know, right?
I like that it's more free flow.
Yeah.
Like writing stuff out, like writing out that Kane article.
Yeah.
Like I can sit and talk about Kane. all day.
But you sit there and you think about your wording. It's like, do I sound dumb here? Do I sound like I'm being fake? Am I trying to make myself sound smarter than what I am?
And after every line, that's exactly what I was like, this is stupid. This is so stupid.
Do I sound condescending?
I need to stop. I wish I hadn't told Shannon I was going to have this ready by, and I was going to do
it
for
like
sure.
It's like you have homework, but it doesn't have a deadline. Well,
the bad thing about doing this is that you don't have that option to go, oh, that was stupid. Let me back out of that.
Nope.
No. This is live, pal.
Hey, fake show. Fake state. Michigan. Damn it.
Once you say it, it's out there. My old English teacher said, what was it? You are the master of the unspoken word. Once it is said, you are its slave.
Well, also,
speaking of slaves. Go ahead,
well,
Jesse.
Let's not talk about slaves. Let's talk about the fact that, you know,
should
we were talking
about
editing earlier.
Shits?
Fuck.
What?
Okay, Mac.
I'm gonna move past it.
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna
so
move
Jesse,
past it.
Let's right, just right here. You and
all right, yeah, you're right here. So, God damn it, I lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, we're talking about editing. So
hey ladies, my name is Frack. Shit.
Whistle.
Too many cats. So. Sounds weird.
I'm listening, Jesse. I'm listening.
I don't even know if I'm gonna get to finish. Anyway, okay, we talk about editing. We don't edit anything inside the podcast.
No, not at all.
We just smooth everything out so it sounds a little better. And we add in we take out the stuff at the beginning, the shit at the beginning, and the stuff at the end, and we add in a song. That's our editing.
Yeah, that's, everything on here is live. We don't edit out anything, except for, I think there was one.
No, yeah, we had to edit out Mr. Blue's real name one time.
Twice, because we both said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you said, was it edited, or was it a bit?
I miss Mr. Blue, he hasn't been on in months.
It's true. I see what you did there.
You see what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Okay.
Moving on. I don't know.
I'm gonna go make a phone call.
I'm still just
unrelated.
All I see is just Mario
Captain Valium.
Every time I close my eyes, goddamn blue skull thing.
Is it like the him flipping you off when like in that little?
No, because
Yoshi
he can't
video?
Get to the end of the stage.
No, because I can't get to the.
We sat there. We played earlier with Hunter. Double H. Personal friend. I don't even make that joke anymore because he's such a personal friend.
He actually is now.
Yeah.
Didn't you tell his story that made him upset?
I think he said that on the air once.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
About the time he was in Best Buy and a guy, like heard him and said, hey, no, you're Double H. And, he was like, yeah, hey, what's up, man? He was like, you do that wrestling show with Shannon.
That's amazing.
I like that story.
That's a good story.
That's a great story.
Makes me feel good. It's better than when we got the free pizzas from Little Caesars. Those cold.
Yeah, I was about to say the free pizzas they're about to throw away.
Which I gave to Zach, and I don't even think he ate them.
Yeah, when's he getting? When's that guy getting his tryout? When are we having him on?
No. Is the answer to that? Yeah. All right. Well, hey, you know what? Let's wrap this up. We're at about an hour. I think that's
really already.
I think we've stalled long enough.
Do you see what happens when you leave us, Tanner?
It's called train wreck for reason.
That's true. And we did talk about some scary shit.
We
ghost train wreck Thursday.
Ghost train. So, all right, can I tell a story about a ghost train real quick?
No.
Oh. It's also video game related.
All right, go ahead.
I did one of my more popular articles on Blogzilla 1985. I did a top 10 of my favorite scenes from the Final Fantasy series throughout all the games. And one of the top ones, I don't know, you guys ever play Final Fantasy VI?
Nope.
Or 3 in America?
Nope.
Ethan, did you? You did? Okay. There's a character named Cyan. He's like a knight. Okay. Ace is laughing already. Is it the name Cyan?
It is.
How is it spelled?
C-Y-A-N.
Yep. Okay. Anyway, continue.
Well, his whole family dies. He gets poisoned by Kefka. And who's the villain? The basically the Joker is who he is. And you go on this train later on and you find out it's like the train of the dead. And it's taking all of his family and everyone else that died to the other side. And, it's one of the saddest things I've ever seen in a video game. Back before they had full motion video, back before they had voice acting in games, it was just through MIDI music and text made this scene so sad. And, I loved it. It was really, really cool.
Speaking of like, ghost trains and stuff, did anybody at this table ever watch Hey Arnold?
Yes.
Yes.
You guys remember that super creepy Halloween episode they did where they actually went on the train?
Didn't they only ever air that one once because it freaked kids out?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
I feel like I need to look into this now.
I do too.
No, it's a great episode. Basically, like, I'm not going to spoil the end of it, but, you know, they were talking about ghost stories and stuff like that. And then Arnold and, shit, I can't remember, is Gerald?
Gerald.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Arnold and Gerald get on this train and, like, you know, basically what they're talking about in the ghost story starts actually happening to them. And it, like, I remember when I watched it as a kid, it freaked my shit straight out. Like,
oh my God.
My little brother was trying to handle
it. My shit straight out.
Yep. That's how bad it was, man. That's how bad it was. I can't even talk right. It was so bad.
There used to be a show called Amazing, I think it was called Amazing Stories. It was in the early, Lindsay, I showed you a couple of episodes.
You made me watch it. We watched the
Ghost Train.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there people behind me?
I mean, there's a bunch of drunk people hitting the wall and
I think,
shit.
I thought it was just someone closing
their
window.
They really are just like wobbling around out there.
How drunk? Yeah,
they were very drunk.
Thirsty Thursdays is what
Thirsty
it's called?
Thursday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just what, that's, if you give a catchy name to a day of the week,
you can make
to drink, to make it drink, it's not sad.
Oh.
You don't have a problem. It's, you know, it's Sunday fun day.
Yeah.
Tuesday like, Booze Day.
So act like you haven't celebrated Thirsty Thursday or Sunday Fun Day.
I just made up Booze Day Tuesday, so to justify getting drunk.
What about Suicidal Saturdays?
Too sad.
Too sad?
Too sad.
I have 80 cats.
That's too many cats.
All right, well, let's wrap it up. That's going to do it for us here. We're going to go record the Halloween edition of Tanner Thursday this weekend. Hopefully Tanner will be there. He's sick today, all jokes aside. Hope he feels better. And then on Sunday, we're going to have the reaction show for, we've got pro wrestling tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We've got the reaction show on Sunday.
Is it time for another pay-per-view already?
Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell. They didn't know it either.
Oh, and what a doozy. Taker Lesnar 3.
Because someone demanded it, named Vince McMahon. Anyway.
Damn it!
I yelled about that enough this morning.
He did.
/ tomorrow.
Let me read what I wrote about you on our Podzilla site, Asa.
Oh, it's pretty funny.
I think you'll enjoy it. Hold on. We'll end with this. So,
I do like things that are about me.
I know you do, buddy.
You're welcome, Internet.
Let me see. Asa Gray. Asa Gray is a 5-star man.
It's true.
If you don't believe him, get a few shots in him and he'll scream it from the rooftops.
Shots are the devil. I just drink a lot of beers. Anyways, semantics, it's fine.
Easily the angriest member of the team. He brings an adorable rage to the show that can't be copied. He's also well-versed in pop culture and can still bust out some wrestling knowledge when the team needs him to fill in on PWU. That's you.
It is.
That's you to a T.
Yep.
Ethan says, Ethan Craig Miles can dress himself.
Jesus Christ.
I was actually...
I just threw the controller out of sadness.
I was actually really worried to see what kind of bio you were going to give me, and then I didn't see mine.
I forgot about the bios.
I still need a picture.
Oh, yeah, it's true. We already talked about this.
Otherwise, it's just going to be a silhouette with a question mark.
It's vacant. Former WWE and current TNA World Heavyweight Champion, vacant. Jesse Kimmel.
Teaming with Florida Man.
Florida Man.
All right, so that's it for us, guys. We're going to go record some stuff. If we get arrested this weekend...
nice knowing you.
Use our Patreon to pay our bail.
Find our Patreon, just search Podzilla 1985. We'll let you know or try to let you know how much bail is and you can help us out.
I do need to point out first, though, get me out first. Shannon and Jesse will have no problem in jail or prison.
They'll pass Lindsay around like currency. Look at her.
She'll go to Lady Jail. Have you seen Orange is the New Black? She'll get, like, best friends in a makeover.
Look, I work near that jail. Those women are scary as fuck.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we'll see you guys in prison. And
that's surprisingly where all of our listens come from.
Oh, no.
Then we really need to put up, like, autographed pictures of Steven on the Patreon.
Oh, gosh. Pre or post haircut?
Oh, pre haircut. 'Cause now he looks like he belongs in a ladies' prison. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
All right, we're calling it a night. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week, and have a nice day. Goodbye.
Baby Ricky says goodbye.